Being professional. This is one of the topics of page 22 of Modulus. Dr. Melvin wrote a distinction between being a professional and just being professional, which means one who get a degree or a credential from the school and get a job, then they become being a professional in that area. More to say, become a person who get a certificate, whether it's good or bad at that job. We call him a professional person. But in the other end, just being professional means focusing on their job itself. Talk about the specialty on some specific area, he might be professional on the spot. So, lay people will be professional, which means they are specialist on the PhD ministry, even though they didn't have any degree certificate from university or college. But they are professional on the PhD ministry. That is Melvin's and my understanding. But Reverend David, former pastor of Harare Church in Korea, said all of them, like pastors who are trained as really professional on that job. So, call them not only being professional, but also being a professional. They are really professional. The pace is their job to do in the presence of God. I'm not debating these two distinctions here, but focus more on the how they lay people being professional and also being a professional. That is more important for them. How? There are two issues around the develop themselves and the approval from the top leader, that's the senior pastor. These two are equally important. Approval lay people as a professional, to develop for lay people themselves is not too difficult for today. There are a lot of resources and helping them to grow inside the church and also outside. Even without payment, they can get wonderful training at many city community centers, for instance. So developing themselves to a professional is their responsibility. Maybe more important, another issue to get approval from their senior pastor. Literally, not get it, but they are given them by the pastor. It is not an easy issue to pass because most of us pastors are not specially educated to approve lay people from the seminary. So probably we do know well how to motivate them through teaching and preaching, but approval them as a professional level is not comfortable to them. But as a pastor, that's our responsibility. To grow lay people themselves is their responsibility, but to approve them as a professional is our pastor's responsibility. Without the approval, they can do many things, and even if they do it not effectively, I mean they will do only minimally. So we have to acknowledge them as professional people in that area here, PhD in ministry. Just like we pastors are professional in our areas, we pastors are generalists in the whole of ministry. But lay people are specialists in specific area, as Professor John Patton said in his book, Pastoral Care in Context, 1993. Thank you for listening.